An artistic exploration of interwoven Latin American and U.S. cultures will be taking place on the MSU campus as part of the first Latin is America Festival coordinated through the MSU College of Music. Events will take place from April 15th to the 27th at various campus locations, and those include concerts and films, art exhibits, plays, and more. WKAR's Peter Wharf was joined by College of Music Dean James Forger and Professor Ricardo Lorenz yesterday to preview Latin is America.
We decided let's do a festival that showcases how Latin America is intertwined with the American culture, how Latin America is intertwined with the American culture, and therefore the title Latin is America. If you look at the guests, all of them make their living, or for the most part, make their living in the U.S., but their research activities in Latin America or around Latin American topics. And that makes it very interesting and unique.
Dean Forger, what are some of the key performers and performances that come together for this festival?
Well, this festival is encompassing traditional classical arts, jazz music, new music. So I would say steel band to jazz band to saxophone and piano to the MSU Symphony Orchestra to the Wind Symphony to scholarly presentations. And I think that the intent here, as Professor Lorenz was saying, is to make this an annual event because internationalism is exceptionally important. The Latin culture is important. It is embedded in this country. It is changing this country. It is part of this country. It's part of the future, and increasingly the future of this country. We hope to have a template that can be replicated each year with highlighting different artists, highlighting different repertoire, highlighting different connections, highlighting music, highlighting American music in contrast with Latin music. One of the pieces on my recital is by a French composer, Darius Milhaud, who went to Brazil during World War I. He was taken with samba, and so he wrote Scaramouche, which has the last movement is titled Brasileira, and it's a samba. The world is very small. This university proudly is an international university, and it's our hope to each year focus in different ways, celebrate different connections with Latin America, and celebrate that Latin America is part of America and it's changing America.
Dean Forger, you generously recorded a piece that you'll be performing on the festival with your spouse, Deborah Moriarty, the pianist, just last night, and then had that file emailed over to us. Tell us about that piece.
Well, one of the joys of seeing this festival unfold, and it's been led with magnificent leadership from Ricardo Lorenz, Mark Sullivan, Etienne Charles has played a compelling part. There's a connection with the study abroad program that Ricardo is leading, and he met Maureen Reyes there, Cuban composer, who visited as a result of the study abroad, came here last spring, and we started talking about possibilities, and she said, "Wow, she found out that I played the saxophone, and you know, when you're a saxophonist, you embrace new music and composers." And it was just terrific. She offered to write a work for my spouse, Deborah Moriarty, and myself. And it arrived via the magic of email about 3 weeks ago. And it is a terrific work that is, on the one hand, challenging, and on the other hand, has a fabulous atmosphere, subtle rhythmic elements. It exploits the full range of the saxophone through altissimo. It uses some multiphonics, has beautiful melodies, and we're having a great time learning it.
Thank you.
Ricardo Lorenz, tell us what you hope that listeners will take away from this experience of hearing concerts on the festival.
One of the things that I'm hoping they take away from this festival is, first, very simple, for them to hear back-to-back these two cultures. One piece by an American composer, by one piece by a Cuban composer. And also there's other pieces. For example, there's a piece by Haydn being played in the last symphony concert. There's a piece by an Armenian composer.
On my recital, there's an Armenian, there's a Russian,
exactly.
There's an American. There are two Latin American works and one work influenced by, heavily influenced by Latin America. And there's a piano work, newly revised, that will be presented that is your composition, exactly. Ricardo.
So it is doing away with this idea of ghettoizing foreign cultures. Mm-hmm. Usually you have a festival all devoted to Irish music or Japanese music or Latin American music, and it's good because you get a fast glimpse of that culture. It ghettoizes, it territorializes, and this one is totally the opposite. So I'm hoping that the audience sees that Latin America is part of a huge global community, and that they just have the chance to hear this repertoire back to back and to see and meet scholars, filmmakers. We didn't mention that we're also bringing a filmmaker from Chicago, composers and performers, who, even though they are Americans, they have spent all their life researching the great, rich culture of Latin America.
Well, I really like that idea of making connections with one area or one style of music, but then across other styles, across time, across cultures, and hear the relationships.
Absolutely. I'm going to say something here that sounds like a tangent, but it's not. I go a lot to the Detroit Institute of the Arts. I love that place. And I think that they have been very clever in how they display the paintings. It used to be that you had, one room for the Impressionists, one room for Romanticism. And they don't do it anymore. What they do is, for example, they study portraits, and then they place next to each other portraits from Dutch painters, from German painters, from French painters, and from different eras. Right. So the audience gets to see how portraits have developed throughout 300 years.
Exactly.
Well, that's kind of an idea, the idea we have here. Instead of just presenting these pieces by these American composers, they are really decontextualizers. We're contextualizing them in our world here in Michigan, in the U.S.
Professor Ricardo Lorenz and Dean James Forger of the MSU College of Music, thanks for talking today about Latin is America going on at MSU through most of April. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.